Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Bottom line is, if Carson Wentz is able to get back, you have less of a worry. And I don't, for the people that are saying they're not concerned, are you saying you're not concerned because you expect Carson Wentz to come back? Or are you saying you're not concerned because Nick Foles is going to be fine and holding it down? 888-729-9494. And listen when I say that Nick Foles hasn't earned the benefit of the doubt. I don't mean that. I'm not going to sit here and kill him and crush him and everything else, but Nick Foles, the starting quarterback week one of the Eagles, has not earned the benefit of the doubt where I'm going to say they'll be fine week one, all right? I don't believe they'll be fine week one if he's got to start at all.
Okay, I think you're well within your right to feel that way. I can't sit here and say I'm ready to bet the house on Nick Foles opening night, but as to whether or not he's earned the right for the benefit of the doubt, yeah, I think he has. And forget about that Super Bowl MVP.
All right, has he earned it? Maybe. Is he getting it from me? No.
Okay.
He is not. I'm not forgetting about the Super Bowl MVP.
Well, no, I will. I just think he has enough starts under his belt and enough good games under his belt. I know he's up and down, but we know he has the ability to go back up.
So
he has that ability to do that.
And the other thing is we don't know about Carson, but if Doug has 2 weeks to get him ready for the Falcons game, do I think that Doug can concoct something and put it together that can help Nick? I do believe that.
Not if DeAndre Carter's a starting wideout with Sheldon Gibson.
Man, it's just not a great
Mike Wallace.
It's not a great matchup this early in the season.
I like those young guys, but man.
Running back situation is also interesting as well, and we'll get into that. But let's get going. Wayne in Germantown. What's up, Wayner? Wayne.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Hi, Wayne.
What up, Wayne?
Hey. I don't think I ever called into this show, but I've called into the other shows. But I'm one of the guys that's freaking out.
Yeah?
And the reason is, and I love Nick Foles. I love what he did for us. It was an amazing end of the season last year, of course. But something is different. It feels like there's something different. And if there was any way that they could get Carson Wentz in for a quarter just to let us know that he might start, it would be a great thing.
Well, it has nothing to do with us.
What do you mean, playing in the preseason?
What's that?
You mean talking about playing next Thursday in the preseason?
He's not going to play a quarter
next. Are you kidding me?
Next Thursday.
No, that's not happening.
No.
That's not going to happen.
No. That is not happening.
He may not even be cleared by doctors next Thursday.
Right.
We have no idea what's going on with him, so it'll be interesting to see.
I would just like to know that he's really close to being healthy.
You haven't seen the videos?
He looks like it.
No, I have not seen the videos. I've seen some of the stuff on the TV, but yeah. I don't really follow the videos on the internet.
Yes, yeah. Even last night, pregame, you know, Troy Aikman was marveling at how well he looked. Troy Aikman said, you know, I stood right behind him and just watched him go through his pregame workout.
Yep.
And he was like, man.
You wouldn't know.
Yeah.
Yep, you wouldn't know. Later on, Troy Aikman, can we get this ready, Ben? Later on, Troy Aikman had this to say about the Eagles.
I've won a Super Bowl. I know what it's like to come back the following year, and you feel good about yourself. You go on book tours. Nick Foles did. Doug Peterson did. All that's great. And then you get back into camp, and, you know, you got to then put in the work. A lot of guys banged up. A lot of guys aren't playing.
He's right.
Yeah? Got to put in the work?
He's right.
Yep.
He's right. Now, so guys that have won it, especially somebody in his position, and have to go back and defend it the next year, he has the experience. He knows what that is like having to do it. And I'm not sitting here saying our guys haven't done that, but, man, you're going to have to, whether it's because guys are injured and they aren't out there practicing, whatever the case may be, you can't tell me this team if they had to play next week, you'd feel confident that they beat the Atlanta Falcons. If you do, you're lying to yourself.
Yeah, I agree.
You're lying to yourself.
But I've, there's obviously more questions right now than start of the preseason, right?
They're not ready to play today.
They are not ready to play.
They're not ready to play the regular season. Thankfully, they have 2 weeks to get there.
Yeah, this is supposed to be the last night was supposed to be the game where they say, okay, we're good. We're good. Let's have the week off with the starters, and then we're good to start the regular season. You did not. Not only did you not see that last night, the defense looked good. Like you said, if I'm being positive today, if I'm going to mention positive things, Shelton Gibson looked good.
Mm-hmm.
Again, the defense looked good. There were some players on offense that looked pretty good.
Yeah, and I'll even say this about the defense. You know, they weren't the 85 Bears last night. I mean, they had some plays here and there, but Cleveland moved the ball too. They moved the ball on them.
They did.
They ran the ball on them. And all I care about is the first-team defense. I don't care about what happened in the second half.
Right.
I'm looking at it in the first half, and I thought Cleveland put themselves in position to score a couple times. They decided to go for on fourth down. Great the defense held up and didn't give up any points, but still, I mean, they were able to move the ball. So they even have some things they need to work on from certain guys.
All right, let's go to Rudolph. Rudolph's in West Oak Lane. Hi, Rudy.
Hey, what's going on, man? How you doing? First time caller, long time listener.
Good, yes, man. Sir. What's up?
All right. What's on my mind is basically Nick Foles. I love the guy. There, he's in my heart. I'll never forget the championship game, the parade. But last night it was nerve wracking, and to hear Troy Aikman and Buck just call the whole game. It was just even more just, it was just, I couldn't deal with it. So for the season, I hope he straightens up, but same thing. Like, I really can't see that performance from him in week one.
Yeah, I agree. I agree, Rudolph. All right, man.
I say, take care, guys.
You got it.
All right, Rudolph. Appreciate it, brother.
Guys, so the tickets we're competing for today, it's Phillies Friday. Sunday, September 2nd, 1:35 against the Cubs. As of right now, Ike, it would be Cole Hamels taking the mound for the Cubs.
Love it.
Things can change, but that right now, that's what it would be. Children 14 and under get a super cool backpack cooler courtesy of Fontes Plumbing. For tickets, go to Phillies.com. So we will. You make a call, you make good points, and then we ask Ben if you are a good caller as deemed by Ben, you will win a pair of Phillies tickets. That's how we're doing it. Let's go to Frank, Wilmington, Delaware. Frankie.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Listen, we got to pump the brakes here. All right, you guys are like, especially you, Johnny, you get a little upset about Nick. First off, I think we have to find out if Brent Celek is in any shape that we can bring him back so he can help us block.
No.
Yes, you need to bring him back. That guy, that other guy we got from the Packers, yeah, you can let him go. You can let him go.
We got hurt
with the other running back we got from the Redskins.
Matt Jones. I would deactivate his card today if he tried to get him.
Yes. I think he's going to be all right. I mean, you got to look at it. He didn't have his top three running backs. He had one receiver that it's his first year with us. He had, you know, his tight end. And what do you have, three of the starters on the line? I mean,
four.
I think when the lights come on, I think he'll snap back into himself.
Hold on, Frank. He had the same offensive line he marched up and down the field on in the Super Bowl with.
I'm thinking he's going to be fine.
Oh, okay.
Well, Johnny's jumping on him a little bit, and I would think that'd be like, you and Ben not being there and just Johnny doing the show, they'd be calling for his head. And that's what it seems like he's doing to poor Nick.
No.
Call for my head.
Saying you'd be calling for Nick's head. he's basically saying if we weren't here, you'd be
calling for Nick's head. I mean call for his head. Say that Nate Sudfeld should be starting? Listen, I don't care.
You just said that you don't feel the confidence. I think.
You do?
Yes, I do.
You have confidence. Okay, I don't. Is that really that far-fetched to watch Nick Foles and be like, he's not ready to start the regular season? I may be wrong. I hope I'm wrong.
I hope you're wrong, too. I mean, I think they're going to be pumped up and ready to go. And I think you'll have your guys. The only one I'm probably thinking won't be there is Alshon, which will definitely be a big hurt.
I agree.
Don't think he'll be there, but I think the other ones will be there.
Let's send it to Ben. Okay. Frank. Does Frank qualify for the tickets, Ben? Wow, he's out.
Surprised at that.
Yeah, really. Well, you know, he's probably in a sour mood. Mm. You lose 5-0 in a preseason game. Even your scrubs can't get any points.
Mm. Yeah.
No, but seriously, this is the way I'm looking at it right now. If you're going to call in and say, yes, Nick Foles has earned my benefit of the doubt based on what he did in the Super Bowl last year, I owe that to him, I'm not even going to argue with you. If you're going to tell me you have confidence in Nick Foles coming out week one and performing like he did in any of the playoff games, that's where I'm going to disagree with you. It's, you know what it is? It's wishful. It's wishful thinking.
Yeah.
I don't know how you can make the case based on what you've seen other than Doug has been able to do it before.
Okay. Yeah, I'm with you.
Let's go to...
I'm
with you on that, too, actually. Let's go to Andrew and Glenn Olden's happy today. Hi, Andrew.
What's up, Andrew?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
My man.
What's got you so happy?
All right, so I'm actually kind of happy they lost, and it sounds funny, but if they're going to be humbled, I'd rather them be humbled in a preseason game. You know, they were dealing with that Super Bowl lag, and to be beaten up by the Browns and literally not being able to do anything, can't even get in the end zone, can't even get a field goal. I think that kind of is forcing them to, like, take a look at themselves and say, all right, maybe we really need to get our butts in gear and focus now because, you know, we won the Super Bowl. So, you know, there's nowhere else to go now. So I think by getting beaten by the Browns like that, it's forcing them to kind of get in gear.
Well, why didn't last week force him to get in gear?
And that's a good question, but I mean, maybe it takes more than one game or two games. Maybe you know, all right, the Browns obviously were the laughing stock of the league for a couple, you know, 5 years.
Andrew, real quick, NFL players don't think that way.
No,
not the ones who actually play in the league for a little while. Because that type of thought process to have you watching games at home. This is a business. Every time you step on the field, you're being evaluated by 32 teams. I mean, that's the type of business this is. And unless you are an established Pro Bowl player, there are no job securities in this league. And if you're trying to tell me Nick Foles is full of himself, and that's why he's not playing well, that doesn't even fit Nick Foles' character. That's not why he's not playing well. Now, if you want to tell me a young guy like Big V, who was starting in the Super Bowl and won the Super Bowl, if he's getting humbled, well, I don't know if not getting humbled. I mean, basically admitting that he wasn't prepared last week, almost got his quarterback killed last week. He's on national TV this week. I mean, what more is going to humble him?
Was he better prepared this week?
Yeah, I don't think so.
Didn't look like it.
I don't think so. And here to sort of dispute your point as well, the players that are out there playing from a skill position standpoint don't need humbling. They're fighting for their jobs, their lives in the NFL.
Yeah.
With the exception of Mike Wallace, the rest of those guys are out there fighting for their NFL lives. I don't think it has anything to do with humility. When you look at the players out there on offense. Now, maybe with Big V, okay, I'll buy that with Big V. Young guy, probably got showered with all type of praise this offseason. You know, I'll buy that. I'll buy
Feeling
that.
Good.
Yeah, I'll buy that with a young guy like Big V. I can't buy that with Nick Foles. Humbly, the guy is full of humility.
Yeah, no, it's not the – I mean, the argument that I'd be making is that
– his problem last night was poor decision-making. Throwing the ball in harm's way.
Yeah, it wasn't just he was inaccurate.
He was 13-17 last night.
Yeah, if you look at the if you take away the two interceptions, it actually looked like he had a pretty good game. If you're just looking at this at the box score.
You can't trip over your own feet in the end zone and get a safety.
All right, listen, Eagles fans,
that didn't look good.
If I can make the case right now, and a lot of me believes this, that it's a long season. Nick Foles is going to have to start the whole season. Carson Wentz is going to be back, if not the first week, maybe week two or week three. If they can just hold down the fort and till Carson comes back, and then they're playing very well at the end of the year, as long as you don't do too poorly in the beginning of the year, you'll probably be okay. Like, that's the case I'm making. It's like, listen, maybe it's going to be a slow start, but overall, this team's good enough to overcome that and make the playoffs and still do damage. But what I'm hearing from people out there is everything's fine. Nope, everything's fine. No, they're fine to start the regular season. No, preseason doesn't mean anything. Like, here's the question at Mark Cerise WIP. Mm-hmm. Are you concerned about the Eagles after last night's game? 18% say yes. 45% said maybe a little. 37% say no, not at all. If you're not at least a little bit concerned with what you've seen out of this team in the preseason, whether it's in, with injuries, ineffectiveness, Nick Foles hasn't scored any points.
Yeah, the first offense, yeah. No
14
points.
Possessions.
Yeah.
I have no possessions and have the same amount.
Yeah. No points.
888-729-9494. 888-729-9494. Has he earned the benefit of the doubt? Nick Foles, with you, starting week one. Not with, we still love Nick Foles. We love what he did in the Super Bowl. If he's starting week one, are you still standing with, he'll be fine, Nick Foles won the Super Bowl?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.